The scriptures tell us, with God, nothing shall be impossible. That is a promise of God, and we can always rely on the promises of God. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, let's talk about the hope we can have in Jesus Christ because of God's promises. For years, Elizabeth longed for a child, but it wasn't until she was well past her childbearing years that the angel Gabriel visited her husband, Zacharias, while he served in the temple and announced that they would have a son. Impossible, you say? Well, for God, nothing is impossible. And 6 months later, a young virgin who was pledged to be married sat in her home many miles away, and without warning, the same Gabriel appeared to her and brought some pretty stunning news along with him. Mary, who had never been intimate with any man, would conceive and bear the long-awaited Messiah. Impossible? Not for God. Gabriel delivered promises of hope sent from God himself. No doubt Elizabeth and Mary clung faithfully to his words, because biologically neither of them should have been able to have a child. It seemed impossible, yet both of these women knew the scriptures, and they awaited the fulfillment of God's plan. They believed the words of Gabriel when he came to them, and they rejoiced. They were ready to see God's power at work. Now, the same God that brought life to a barren womb and then formed a child in the body of a virgin is still at work today. Throughout the centuries, his power has not diminished. His plan has not been altered, and his promises have never been broken. So what impossible situation are you facing today? Why not look to the one who has the capacity to meet your every need? Let the God of the impossible work in your life to bring you hope and joy this Christmas season.